Welcome back to another episode of Journey into the Vortex, where metaphysics meets real life. My name is Mary Roseman, and I'm joined by my co-hosts Marcella Nitschke and Heather Wells. We are three ordinary women who have seen our lives transformed into the extraordinary through the discovery of the metaphysical laws and principles. And that is exactly what we want to share with you each week as we try to unravel the mysteries of the universe and discover how expanding your consciousness through metaphysical awareness can bring clarity, purpose, and transformation to your life. So let's get started. Hello, and thank you for joining us today. Our topic of conversation, we decided, was that to be of joy, your perception of joy. And we decided to approach this subject because Heather and I, we decided to have a talk with Marcella because we felt like she was doing all the techie stuff. And, you know, we weren't measuring up. So what we were asking or requesting of her was that let's have a day for podcasting and a day for the techie part so that our minds could get aligned with what we needed. And Marcella, she's willing, but she's laughing in a very cocky way. And I tried to explain to her that that's just how my mind worked and that my whole week had been full of challenges where I needed to stay on task instead of giving in to the way I used to historically handle things, which was, you know, this frantic craziness, right? And I'm saying this, and I don't know exactly how I said it, and it takes her into more hysterics, and she's
said,
laughing.
And I was about to panic the way I used to panic.
Okay, so she thinks that's funny, right? And that is very real to me. And so, with that said, dear listener, and as much as I wanted to reach over the table and smack her, guess what? She's right.
And we all started laughing.
Yeah, we all. It's just a reality and a reminder that I had. And then it just, if you think about it, it's really, really funny. The ingredients of drama that we include in our circumstances or our situations, and we stir it all up and make it 10 times worse than it has to be. Right?
Yeah. Like I said, I think oftentimes we take life so seriously.
Right.
And really, it's laughable that... And if, for all of you that, let me give you a little information about Marcella. Marcella, what is your favorite holiday?
April Fool's.
April Fool's. Like, watch out if you are around her on the 1st of April, because sure enough, she's going to, but you love to laugh. You belly laugh.
And I was going to say, yeah, the joy and laughter, right? Because laughter has such a high vibration. It's just so fun to laugh, isn't it?
It is. I remember.
I'm giving her the evil eye right now because she laughs at my expense. There's not one April Fool's that ever goes by that she didn't get me. And in fact, the reunion this year was April Fool's came, and it was very quiet. And I'm thinking,
what's missing?
And it had been a long time since we had connected, so I just text her, and I'm like, and I can't remember what I said, but it was basically like, it's just not the same without you. But, and of course, she gave it her best try, but I would not buy it. I don't know what you were trying to
remember what it was.
But, and then after that, we did lunch.
That's great. I had an experience several years ago. One of my friends, I think we've talked about, she's a palm reader, a palmist. Mm-hmm. And I was at her house probably having a reading, and at that time in my life, I'm sure I had a lot. I was probably so concerned with something and trying mm-hmm. to figure something out, and the weight of the world was on my shoulders and kids and family and work. And I remember distinctly, and in fact, it came up the other day, her daughter came downstairs, who was probably 20, and in my thought of her, she came downstairs like a fairy. Like, she just floated down the stairs, mm-hmm. came right up to me, and put a bottle of essential oil right in front of me, and it said joy. It was joy. And I thought, and then she floated away like nothing, but I thought, she's probably getting my energy. She's very intuitive, too. And I always think about that, and now I still buy that essential oil joy, because mm-hmm. I thought, I probably was, my face was probably cringe that day, like, talking about all the stuff going on and
the seriousness.
And she was just like floated in and it's like, aww. you need joy in your life. And mm-hmm. and so now I was like, why was I taking everything so seriously? Like, it's just life, right? It's just
right.
Yeah.
So, but I love to belly laugh. Like, there's nothing better mm-hmm. than just getting into right. a fit of belly. Like you said, the energy is so high and so,
I think you also release a lot of good, like, oxytocin and, yeah. you know, like, feel-good hormones when you laugh, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I laugh very easily, I must say. But the other thing is also, it's not just saying, hey, we need to look at things lightly, right? Because mm-hmm. how do you do it? You know, it's, we know it's like when you're facing a situation and unless, I think, I was just thinking earlier this week, how do you stay vigilant? Because if you stay vigilant, you don't get caught into the situation. You quickly, you know, realize, hey, I'm going the wrong direction, right? Mm-hmm. And then you choose again. So I don't know what.
Sometimes can you look at us, like, even your own situation, if you can almost look at it from the outside in, like, step out.
I just had this thought. You showed us earlier, like, this meme, this post, like, said mm-hmm. the two guys laughing hysterically, and mm-hmm. it was an Instagram post that said, "My spirit guides watching me," or something like that. Right. They were laughing. So I wonder, you know, if we really ask our guides, "Hey, tickle me when I am going the wrong direction, right? Let me know somehow." Like, sometimes it's a person, like, I was laughing at you, right? So mm-hmm. it made you react. Hey, she's laughing. Right.
It was almost like a snap out of this.
Right,
like,
it's a little, right. Exactly. Yeah. So wouldn't it be cool if we could just ask, you know, our guides, or, hey, send me a sign whenever you see me getting into the drama of a situation or getting worked up, but, you know, things that you really...
I like that.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing about that, because I have asked, is when you receive that nudge, listen to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do not allow the emotion or the circumstance to go, oh, but this is different.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's always a choice. And Marcella was speaking of the vigilance. When you initially begin this, it is not comfortable. Because you're used to feeling sad, you're used to feeling fear. And so to adjust that goes against the grain of what you're used to. But I'm telling you, if you keep practicing, keep doing due diligence,
It becomes a habit.
It does. And then now you're staying in flow with the higher energy, and the circumstances of the situations work out better than you even imagined.
Well, you said that, Mary, that you just, when you get in a situation like that, you make mm-hmm. a choice. You make exactly. a conscious choice. So now you're aware mm-hmm. of which direction you're going to go.
Right.
Where before, I think people, you know, you may not have had an awareness. It was just what you did. It was mm-hmm. just how you felt. It was just, but knowing that now in any situation, you have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to make
that
choice.
But that means to be awakened.
It needs to be awake, yeah.
That's what it means, right? Because mm-hmm. life does you, right?
Right.
Not anymore.
Right.
I do life.
So what kind of practices do you like to do for joy, fun, love, happiness, like all of these high vibration things? Like, I picture a chart, like all the high vibration things are at the top.
I don't know if you can force it though, because right. when you're in the midst, I ask, I set my intention. I say, I want to see this differently. And then something happens, like all of a sudden you just, you know, kind of look, you see it differently. Mm-hmm. You know, I love A Course in Miracles. Of course, that's one of the tools that they teach you there. You mm-hmm. say, you know, let me forgive that I may see this differently. Or I could see peace instead of this. I could see joy instead of this. Mm-hmm. And I think our intentions are very powerful.
Well, I was even thinking of doing things that bring you joy. Like you, like Marcella, not to keep... She's our most joyful friend. So, right. But you love to dance. Like you love... That brings... Like you laugh when you dance. You have fun. You... Like that brings you so... Like that's an intentional thing that you love to do too.
But I don't know what I... It may be that, yeah, doing the things you love... But I sometimes wonder if it's doing it backwards, because if you're doing something that is joyful to feel joyful, if you're not addressing the cause, you don't feel like dancing. You just don't feel like laughing. You just like you can do it. You can try and do it. You may get a drink and do it, right? But it's not just gonna come flowing out of your chi. It's just like, you know. So I think it's important to work on the cause or the source of that joy or that that's an expression.
Oh, I know one thing is gratitude. That brings joy. Yeah. Like starting that with gratitude. That raises
vibration.
Yes.
Yeah. Intention is powerful. That's something that I've been really realizing more and more, that we don't know how powerful our intention is. But when we sincerely say, I want to see this, it just shows up. Mm-hmm. It just shows up. That's how powerful we are as humans. We just don't know it.
And that's why everybody, take the time every day. That's how we talk about how we do our mornings. I mean, it is non-negotiable to set my intentions. Like, I think if everybody just set their intentions before they started out their day or upon awakening or...
It's or if you know you're going to be faced with a particular situation that kind of triggers you to interfere, just be prepared ahead of time. Like I was just listening to Esther Hicks. Prepaving is so important. If you don't meditate, align, and know that you're ready, work on that first. It's just so important. And I was going to say also that, you know, one way that really gets me in the right mood is listen to those animated videos of Esther Abraham Hicks.
Oh yeah, I see.
They're
those
just
on YouTube.
So fun to watch, and she laughs. She actually laughs at a lot of the person that is there with their drama. That's her style.
Right.
I love it because it really breaks. I don't know where it is that I read that when you actually laugh at somebody's big issue, it kind of like the nervous system of that person gets this attached to.
Right.
It just like goes like this, and
you're
that's
what?
The chance to look at it differently.
You're not consoling me.
Yeah.
Right.
You're slapping me out of it a little bit with
humor. Here's something. I'm going to tell you this story that jolted me out of my, or helped me see this differently. And this is a horrible movie called August Osage County with Julia Roberts and Meryl Streep. And this is
Streep.
Like...
Streep.
I don't know anything about actors, but I just had it sound right.
This is like the lowest energetic family drama you can get into, possibly. And the father died, or actually he committed suicide. And so you see the three daughters coming to the mother in Osage County of Oklahoma, and they're going through the drama of the funeral. Okay, now this was a very dark movie. So I met with a friend of mine who saw the same movie separately, and she started with, I saw the most disturbing movie this weekend. And I was like, really? I saw the most hilarious movie this week. And then we realized they were the same ones. And she just looked at me like I was so disturbed. But that was my answer to help me see all of this situation differently. I saw another family with their disturbing drama, and they went low. I saw the head games, the intentional head trips, and the cruelty, and the control. I saw it all. I showed it to my daughter, and she and I we could not stop laughing. We were laughing so hard. My husband came in the middle of it, and he watched like 10 minutes of it, And then he put it on pause and he was like, how can y'all watch this? This is horrible. This was his family that we were laughing. So there are some of us who, well, I don't feel sick the way this friend of mine made me feel, like, you know, at first she really wanted me to say, you're disturbed. You're whatever. You don't know what I live through. I mean, when you're the only one in the room of 12 people that are losing their minds and you're going, is anybody seeing this? You do feel kind of alone that you're not in there, you know? And so it's the beginning. It's the beginning of awareness, right? And then it just becomes this due diligence where you're going to see every single circumstances, every situation that comes across in your path. You're going to learn how to discern and flip the switch and bring the energy of joy to the situation the way Marcella did.
I was wondering, right? We should probably, we've talked about Let Me See This Differently, but most of our listeners may not know why we're saying that that statement. This is it's a lesson of the Course in Miracles, that it's what it teaches is that when you see or feel in a certain way, and when you're dealing with something, when you're seeing something you don't like, that you set your intention first. It's a bunch of lessons that work on the same, but I think it starts with, I could see peace instead of this, mm-hmm. and then the lesson explains why, and mm-hmm. then I will forgive and I will see this differently, and explaining you that behind everything that you're seeing that you don't like is always an unforgiving thought. You are creating that, right? We are responsible, and then I will forgive, and this will disappear. It's a bunch of lessons all around that same idea that whatever we see out in the world that is disturbing us, the disturbance is inside. It's right. Not there. It's if it disturbs us, is because we are being disturbed.
Oh, just like you were saying, like Jim, like your husband.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah. movie disturbed him because that's what he saw.
Right. He was probably, it triggered some thoughts or feelings right. or memories that were that he had not let go, that are there. That. And even if it's our own, right? If it's our own life that we're seeing something, the Course says, if you're seeing that and you are meant to be, to live happily ever after, right? To be peace and love and everything good. And so when you see something that you don't, that doesn't make you feel that way, it's because first you're creating it. So work inside, what am I not forgiven that is creating or making me look at this? Then the intention of looking at it differently makes you heal inside, because you actually look at it as a movie. It's there. Of course, the momentum of what you have created, you're not going to make it disappear. In your mind, it's real, right? But then once you heal that, then you start seeing or creating less and less of those circumstances. So it's a whole, you know, it's a whole interesting toolkit.
What it helped me was not to take everything so personal. I learned that, you know, this beloved that's coming after me, it is not about me. It is just not about me. And then I have the decision to make, you know, for that very second, how I'm going to react in the highest way. And then the discernment. Do I really need this much family togetherness? You know, and you just start practicing and you start discerning and you start creating a better environment for yourself. Yeah.
Well, and it's, I would think a goal would be to have more, again, when you make a choice and taking a look at your life,
mm-hmm.
There's always situations and issues, but I choose to have more joyful, good days than bad. Not that,
mm-hmm.
like, you can change that balance. Mm-hmm. Not that it's every day is going to be perfect and every day is going to be mm-hmm. fun and hilarious, but I would rather have more of those days.
Of course, that's what we should.
If right.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there's something that needs healing. There's something right. that needs, you know. Yeah, I don't believe in having to just handle, even if we laugh at situations, the situation should be good. Should be
right. I wish you could right? watch her, y'all, with her, like, with her emotions.
She laughs with her eyes.
I don't believe in just handling. Well, that's all my life has been, is handling. Wow. That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
I choose joy. Isn't that a saying or something?
Yeah, it is.
Earlier, I was reading about, again, Course in Miracles, and guilt, and how actually, it goes both ways, because from guilt, you are creating that situation, right? Mm-hmm. And then that situation is feeding on your guilt, and then you're projecting your guilt, and it just becomes really big and really miserable, I guess.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's so important to work on that.
So what I want to know is, because I was so affected, influenced, particularly by my mother, Marcella, how did you, as a young child, the insight that you had not to buy into that? Do you see, I totally immersed myself. I totally became very codependent, the caretaker of the co-alcoholic. How did you...
What were you at...
I was the oldest.
I think oldest. Are you the oldest?
But she's the oldest.
I think the
daughter.
Oldest is we're pleasers and we want.
Mm-hmm. Are you the oldest?
I'm the oldest, and you want. You're a pleaser. We're pleasers, mm-hmm. and we want. We're to take care of the family, and we want. We care. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think there's something about that a little bit in birth order, because
could be. I don't know. I really don't know. All I knew is, like, I knew my parents didn't have to be right.
And they didn't have to be.
And you didn't, like, want their, like, I do think my parents, I wanted the approval,
yes,
or you want their, yes.
Always needed their approval.
Hmm. No, I didn't.
No, y'all, she did. She's a great friend to have. No, didn't have that experience.
I did like that. My dad's attention was very important to me, because he was a chauvinist, very, mm-hmm. like, I was a woman, second-class citizen, but little by little, like, kind of like, hey, now. And then he told me, like, when he was in his 70s or even 80s, he said, you know, you turn around the way I look at women.
Oh, because he saw your strength.
Yeah, yeah. He said, you have no idea how much I admire you and how much I love you. Oh. And you are the pillar. If I ever have someone to, I need to hold on, it's you. So he was not an awakened person at all, right? But it was cool to hear him say that and, you know, change.
Wow. Soul path.
We went on a tangent.
But it was, that's good. Good stuff. Yeah.
Well, but what I want you to know, dear listener, is, you know, it's like a box of chocolates. We're all different flavors here, you know. And just because Marcella had this experience, but I didn't, doesn't mean that we all can't achieve joy and peace. We've all got our own curriculums. So we come about it, or we arrive at, let me see this differently. Let me experience peace. Let me experience joy differently. But we are meant to live this life to the fullest in this way. We're not meant to struggle at all.
And I would like to add too, I think we all need to be super conscious of how we can affect other people.
Right.
Because there's a lot to be said if you're, like, I think with your children or with people, like, mm-hmm. you can guilt somebody, you can shame somebody, mm-hmm. you can be kind or make them laugh, or, you know, it's amazing our intention, what we can do to mm-hmm. raise somebody else's energy or lower. Like,
yeah, we definitely affect, you know, I think that the energy we bring to our relationships is important.
Well, the most important thing is, and I'm talking to myself when I say this, because this was my lesson, this is not about me.
Right.
And when I can put that into place, then I become very detached from any anger or any negative energy that's coming at me. I don't absorb it. I don't participate in it. I just sit there compassionately waiting for it to pass. I try to be of service in whatever ways, but it's almost like I've turned a deaf ear to anything negative. I'm just determined to see love only.
Do you all ever, like today, I know you said you had to deal with some things that you didn't really want to deal with, and or, you know, like if you're going to make a government phone call or a reservation, or I feel like I...
airline calls.
I know, or just something like that, or like, yeah, like the driver's license bureau. Like, I kind of feel like I prepare myself going in, like...
It's so easy to go back in the past and just create and bring that energy, and that person you're gonna get the on the other side of the line, the person that will give you that.
I know, because I was like, I don't want, again, driver's license bureau. Let's go there. Those people have it really, and people go and attack them all day, and I don't want to be brought down to that. So I go in choosing, like, I'm gonna be up and grateful and positive and nice and try to raise their vibration up, and then it just seems like the outcome is so nice and so happy and good. And but you know those situations. Yeah. But I do intentionally before I do it. I feel like I.
But I was going to say, to be able to be in that place where you actually are aware and you want your, you set your intention, that you do need to do your work, your regular work, because if you have, I think forgiveness is just very important. If you say, I'm not going to take that personally. Well, you are if you have not forgiven, period.
Right.
Case closed, like you say.
Yeah.
You are, because it's just going to trigger you one way or another. It's just going to get to you. If you still have that unforgiven memory there, it will find its way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's so important to really, really work, do the inner work every day, to just make sure, and to look at things that are out there that are triggering. Oh, I need to forgive. Oh, and just let go of that, because otherwise you just are either not aware, it just comes to you before you realize, and you're reacting, and you're caught into that, and guilt too, right? Forgiving yourself. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's really important. Of course, the Course really emphasizes that forgiveness is the key to happiness. It says, forgiveness gives me everything I want. And I think it's so true.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we can just tell little separate scenarios or stories about it.
I would like to one episode to be dedicated on forgiveness, because forgiveness goes much deeper than just being kind of nice and letting other people's errors, you know. It's not about that. It's different. But
right. Yeah, let's do a forgiveness one, because I think that is the root so much, isn't it?
Really, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, for personal, for physical health, for mental health, for just fun energy, for all those things, I think forgiveness.
I know, I can think of several people I know that I would say have a shell around them. There's a hardness about them. And I know it's based on forgiveness, that they cannot let go of something or someone. And they're afraid of that vulnerability.
It goes back to nothing's personal.
Nothing's personal.
Nothing is. Yeah.
And like the Course again says, you know, you can't be hurt. There's nothing that anybody can do to hurt you. Mm-hmm. If you just know that, first of all, you're not going to be vulnerable. You're not going to assign blame. You're not going to feel the victim. You're not going to protect yourself and be fearful. You're just going to look at it like, oh, and then you're going to realize, God, I'm okay. It's just, you know.
Right.
So...
on that note, dear listener, thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time as we journey into
the vortex.
We hope you have enjoyed today's dialogue. Please do not hesitate to let us know if you have questions, suggestions, or simply want to connect. You can reach us through our website at journeyintothevortex.com, Facebook, or Instagram. We hope you will join us again as we continue this transformative journey into the vortex.